Police: Illegal alien fled car crash on foot after killing Alabama teacher. By John Binder on April 15, 2019. New details are emerging about a hit-and-run crash in Mobile, Alabama, allegedly caused by an illegal alien that left a school teacher and mother dead. As Breitbart News reported, 49-year-old Sonia Jones was allegedly killed by 16-year-old illegal alien Domingo Francisco Marcos from Guatemala in a head-on, hit-and-run collision on March 18. The illegal alien had been previously released into the U.S. by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, after he crossed the southern border. In court on Monday, Alabama state troopers testified that Marcos fled the scene of the crash on foot, according to NBC 15. State Trooper Timothy Freeman explained to the court that the illegal alien was injured in the crash but still attempted to flee the scene. Freeman alleges that Marcos stumbled away from the crash before collapsing but eventually got back on his feet and eventually crawled away. Freeman said Marcos crossed over the lane to hit Jones head-on, leaving her dead, and testified that the illegal alien was speeding, driving about 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. The Jones family and Mobile community have continued mourning the loss of the school teacher and mother. The family has set up a GoFundMe account where readers can donate. The illegal alien's defense attorney claims the hit and run was an accident, a claim that Assistant District Attorney Keith Blackwood denies. The evidence that we have, both from the video that was testified about and the crash data retrieval system that there was testimony about, is totally inconsistent with that theory, Blackwood said in court. What we do know is that Mr. Diego was speeding and he directly crossed over a center lane of traffic directly into Ms. Jones' lane of travel. Meanwhile, Marcos has been denied bond and the case is set to go before a grand jury. According to federal immigration officials, Marcos entered the U.S. illegally through the southern border in Arizona 2 years ago. The illegal alien claimed asylum, was released from DHS custody, and never showed up to his court hearing, thus living illegally in Alabama. The illegal alien was denied asylum after failing to show up for his court date and was subsequently ordered to be deported. Like millions of other illegal aliens who are caught and released into the interior of the country by DHS, Marcos was not deported. Jones leaves behind her 17-year-old daughter, son, husband, parents, and four sisters, along with friends and colleagues. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.